Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Confirmation of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. The baptism in the Holy Spirit is what Pentecostal Christians refer to as our distinctive doctrine. Notice I said distinctive, not better. Can someone go to heaven without being baptized in the Spirit? Yes. But I found that living in this distinctive empowerment makes the journey to heaven so much more productive and joyful. After the resurrection of Jesus, everything took on a whole new meaning because the light had been turned on in the Old Testament palace. All of the practices that Jews had been observing for thousands of years suddenly had a new illumination in the Holy Spirit. Pentecost had always been a celebration 50 days following the Passover. In the Old Testament, the law was given from Sinai on the 50th day after the deliverance from Egypt. So in a sense, the appearance of God on Sinai was the birthday of the Jewish nation. In the New Testament, the first outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the first Pentecost after Jesus ascended to heaven was the birthday of the Christian nation for all people. One of our foundational truths says, all believers are entitled to and should ardently expect and earnestly seek the promise of the Father, the baptism in the Holy Spirit and fire, according to the command of our Lord Jesus Christ. This was the normal experience of all in the early Christian church. And another foundation truth is a corollary. The baptism of believers in the Holy Spirit is witnessed by the initial physical sign of speaking with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives them utterance. God has always confirmed His presence with signs and wonders. From the signs in Egypt to convince Pharaoh that Jehovah was greater than the Egyptian gods, to the ministry of Jesus. In fact, Peter said that the signs and wonders done by Jesus were God's authentication of His ministry. See Luke chapter 5, verses 17 to 26, Acts chapter 2, verse 22, and Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Jesus said this should characterize our ministry too. See Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 20, and Acts chapter 1, verses 5 and 8. R.A. Torrey noted, the baptism of the Holy Spirit always imparts power for service. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God falling upon the believer, taking possession of his faculties, imparting to him gifts not naturally his own, but which qualify him for the service to which God has called him. I have a chart reproduced in my written blog that you may view and even download a PDF version. It walks us through the book of Acts to show how God authenticated the ministry of those who were baptized in the Holy Spirit by performing signs and wonders through them. When a Christian is baptized in the Holy Spirit, there are two types of evidence. One, initial evidence, typically speaking in a language that hasn't been studied but has been supernaturally given by God. And two, ongoing evidence. I would sum this up in the word sanctification, or as I like to remember it by saying, saintification. This is the lifestyle change, the empowered living, and even the miraculous that cannot be counterfeited by man's efforts alone. Let's not try to put God in a box, telling him when, where, how, and through whom he can work. Instead, let's yield ourselves entirely to him by letting the Holy Spirit empower us to be effective, unmistakable witnesses for Jesus Christ.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.